Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A congressional report regarding COVID highlights the harms of the pandemic response. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is an astounding report, but no surprise, showing the harms of what happened during COVID. It's a 520-page report titled After Action Review of the COVID-19 Pandemic, The Lessons Learned and a Path Forward. And let me just say, you know, this was direct data and findings as a result of more than 100 investigative letters, 30 transcribed interviews and depositions, 25 hearings and meetings, and a review of more than 1 million pages of documents. And let me just say, we need to have learned our lesson and never go down this road again.
Yeah, it's a two-year final investigation. The key numerous findings show that the U.S. agencies and the World Health Organization, the WHO, enabled a litany of false narratives throughout the pandemic that led to deeply misguided response measures that are not rooted in science. First and foremost, the subcommittee deals with the COVID-19 virus potential to cover up the facts and illustrates the COVID-19 virus potential origins and suggests it is likely originating from a lab leak at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, let me just pause there because we made that statement in some of our early communications that it is more likely that this originated in a lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And the fact checkers back then, of course, they would, and Fauci would say, oh, no, it's probably coming from the wet market. You know, the more you look at this particular virus, the more you realize this was not natural. It was specifically engineered, and it would not have come from nature.
Can you say bioweapon?
Yeah. And, you know, we've covered this. And so this really confirms what we said. Secondly, the report indicates widespread measures by the WHO to cover up facts and illustrates the unconstitutional methods by the Biden administration to censor dissenting views on pandemic response measures. Accordingly, the report states that the shot mandates, lockdowns, and social distancing were not based on sound science and therefore did more harm than good, inflicting long-lasting collateral damage on society, including economic strain, distrust of public health, mental health crises, and loss of certain free speech and religious freedom.
You know, bottom line, people have suffered and died because of lies from the government. Fauci has lied to the government, and he needs to pay the price.
Fauci needs to be held responsible.
Absolutely.
Because he, and not just him, but others, but he was certainly the leader, they intentionally presented a false narrative. They knew, for example, that the 14-day to flatten the curve had no basis in science. They knew it didn't work and it could not work. They knew this masking mandate was wrong. And, you know, we know of individuals who got lung infections from wearing these dirty masks over and over and over again.
People putting them on their children.
You know, I was just talking to one of our attorneys who served in the military, in the United States Marines, and he was out on maneuvers. They had all the camouflage and their faces were painted camouflage.
So they would not be apparent.
And they didn't have masks on. So somebody took a photograph of them, and somehow that photograph got all the way up to the Pentagon. And the Pentagon came down hard on this Marine Corps group and told them, you need to wear a mask.
Do they have to wear a camouflage mask?
No, they had these dirty masks. They're out in the woods doing maneuvers, right? They've got their face painted. Now imagine that they're trying to camouflage themselves and disguise themselves in the brush.
But you got this blue diaper thing
or
on your
white,
face.
And it gets dirty and it gets sand in it and all kinds of other stuff in it. and they had to wear those. It was the most ridiculous thing. And so now you're looking at them as opposition, right? Mm-hmm. And so what do you see? Five face masks. Can't see anything else, but you can see their face mask over there. Great targets to take out,
at least
right?
They're compliant with the government.
But they're compliant with the Pentagon. Yeah. I mean, that's the ridiculous things that came
absurd.
Out.
Absurd.
You know, the subcommittee noted that the prescription cannot be worse than the disease,
mm-hmm.
yet the pandemic response was characterized as so coercive and counterproductive that it forced millions of people to choose between their livelihoods of being getting the shots or, you know, their jobs. It's between their religious freedom.
Or just think about the shots themselves. I mean, they were experimental. They did not go through the appropriate testing that a normal vaccine would go through. That's why we call it shot. We don't call it a vaccine. And then as a result, you see all the injuries, the deaths that have happened as a result, and people have lost their livelihoods because they would not comply with it.
People have lost. I have people that I know who lost their lives mm-hmm. right after they took the shots. And they were told by their doctors, who are still as complicit because they didn't do their own research, to take these shots.
Well, they got money for it, too.
And
doctors.
And the hospitals got money for this as
right.
well. And these people were put on these protocols that were deadly. So these shots, they knew, were not safe. They knew that they were not effective. They knew that some of these protocols that they did were not based in science. The primary cause of permanent closures were these mandates. And the report says nearly 100,000 businesses never reopened after the pandemic.
And now you see, you know, people getting cancer and all kinds of other issues if they didn't get sick before from these shots.
It says that it also resulted in hollowing out our healthcare and education workforces, resulted in a crisis level shortages, reduced our military readiness and recruitment by discharging more than 8,000 members and contributing to recruiting shortfalls of 25%, interfered with the patient-physician relationship by applying a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine that left no decision space for doctors to individually treat patients, reduced trust in public health by leveraging arbitrary social distancing guidelines and overstating the vaccines or the shots' safety and ability to prevent infection, deepened political divisions, increased censorship, and so much more. You know, what this did was it also impacted psychological distress among children, including mm-hmm. anxiety, depression. And think about these people that were in the nursing homes
right.
that had some kind of Alzheimer-type related condition that didn't understand why their family didn't visit them anymore.
Right.
Their demeanor went down very quickly.
Well, and it truly divided people. I mean, you looked at families or people who had friends, and if you didn't push back against this narrative where the government is trying to control you and really looked at what was happening, then you'd be ostracized maybe in your family or in your church. Holidays were not the same anymore. So you saw how it really divided people, and that, of course, causes depression.
Remember,
and other issues.
Remember Gavin Newsom in California issued the Thanksgiving directives
mm-hmm.
for how you could celebrate Thanksgiving? You had to be outside. You could only have one person go to the bathroom, and they would have to then wash up and come back out. Only serve on paper plates. He actually gave an executive order that outlined the protocol for how to celebrate
Thanksgiving. And you wonder if he was following those protocols.
No, I'm sure he wasn't following those protocols. But, you know, this was amazing that this happened in our country. I know in arguing in front of court, some of these judges that did not want to follow the law were willing to sacrifice the Constitution for mm-hmm. this so-called pandemic and willing to give so much deference to the CDC
right.
that was spewing out non-scientific issues. This is something that should never, ever happen again. There are people that should be held responsible for this pandemic response.
Right, but you see that the bottom line here is that if you can divide the country, then you can better control the country. So this needs to be a wake-up call and a learning lesson for us that we never go down this road again.
You put fear in them, and then they look to you for a solution to resolve that fear, and then you divide the country between us and them,
right.
and that ended up dividing families and communities, even churches.
Right.
Where you divided the community and then you make them fearful and then you can manipulate them.
But in the meantime, Fauci made a lot of money and is still making a lot of money from this.
And we need to go back to these pharmaceutical companies and we need to repeal their liability protection that goes back to the 1980s so that when they make a vaccine of any kind, that when it causes damage, you can file suit and they can be held accountable. Right now, they have no accountability whatsoever. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. That's /vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.